Against all the beguiling philosophies of the world, the Christian faith makes this great claim: I worship, therefore I am. At the heart of the Christian faith is the belief that we are made for community with God. The human heart is restless, wrote St. Augustine, until it finds its rest in God. When we worship, we become the people who find their rest and fulfilment in God. We become who we are meant to be. We enter into community with the God who in Jesus is revealed as a community of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the community that we are part of through our baptism. The Church is the community of persons who have been gathered together by Christ and have access to God. And worship is what we do. Of course, it doesn't always feel like this when we worship. Sometimes we are distracted. Sometimes it is boring. Sometimes we don't know the hymns or are put off by the sermon. But it is still true. When we worship, we enter deeply into that relationship with God that Jesus has made possible by his death and resurrection. The Eucharist is the primary act of worship in the Church, the one service given us by Jesus himself. But as we have seen, it is also the pattern for all worship. Every time Christian people gather for worship and break open God's word and enjoy fellowship together and confess their need of God, then we are entering into the life of heaven. We are joining our voices with those of the saints and the angels who forever sing God's praises. We participate in the life to come. The life of tomorrow breaks into the life of today.